We are streaming on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au, and on your radios in Gloucester 104.1 on your FM dial. Matt Ellis is my name, and you're tuned in to Extra Cover. And we are well and truly into cricket mode now that Rugby League Grand Final is out of the way. And the Lendlease Breakers have had a busy time up in Port Macquarie. Lots of great things happening up in Port Macquarie last week. The under 15 and under 18 junior championships taking place for some of our young female cricketers. And the Lendlease Breakers were there doing some clinics for the under 15 girls. And Elise Perry, she's doing great things as always. She had some time with some girls with the Elise Perry Challenge as well. So plenty of good things happening in terms of the development of women's cricket in New South Wales. And it was game two in our city versus country clashes. And it was the country girls coming away with the victory in that one. A pretty tight victory in the end. City batted first. They made 2 for 122. Richie Beno would like that, wouldn't he? Chew for 122. Apologies for my poor impersonations. Elise Perry, 59 not out. And Elisa Healy, 40. And Erin Osborne and Carly Leeson were the two wicket takers in that one. Country, 7 for 123 in reply. Leah Poulton, very experienced Lendlease Breaker, 55 for her. Alex Blackwell, more experience there. She made 26. Rachel Haynes and Sarah Coit picked up 2 wickets each. But it was the girl that was in Gloucester just a couple of weeks ago, Emily Lees. She was out in the middle, the final over, 9 runs required, 6 balls to do it, and cool as a cucumber, she managed to negotiate the final over and bring it down to 1 run off the last ball, which she did to complete the victory. So the series is now level at 1 game apiece with the Women's National Cricket League and Women's 2020 competitions getting underway on Friday. I think the first Women's 2020 game is on New South Wales taking on ACT in that one. And then the week after that, we will have the final game in the City Country series. So that is some exciting times ahead for the Breakers girls as they prepare for what could hopefully be 10 titles in a row in the Women's National Cricket League and hoping to secure that elusive Women's 2020 title, which they haven't won as frequently as the 50-over format. So wishing all the girls the best for the summer ahead.